This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're following breaking news in Alabama, where a cargo plane crashed this morning. The Airbus A300 was operated by the delivery service UPS. It went down near the airport in Birmingham. Two crew members were on board, a pilot and a co-pilot. For the latest, we're joined by NPR's Russell Lewis, who is at the airport. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hi, what exactly, where exactly did this plane crash?
It crashed just northeast of the airport in a neighborhood. It came down very early this morning. As it is now, the airport is still open. It's still operating, but there are a lot of police, a lot of rescue. They're very close to the scene trying to figure out what happened at this point.
And I understand you talked to a witness there. What did she see?
Yeah, I spoke to a woman by the name of Sharon Wilson. She actually heard the crash. She lived right across from where this accident happened. She said she could hear the plane going over. She said it sounded like the plane didn't have any fuel, which there doesn't make any sense for that. But she went outside. She could see. She felt the explosion. She could see a huge fireball, lots of black smoke. She could see pieces of the plane across the street from her house in her neighborhood. She said it was a particularly terrifying. But she said it didn't appear to hit really any other structures. It just sort of came down in an area where there weren't any homes.
So luckily, it sounds like there were no casualties of people on the ground. What do you know about the two crew members?
Well, a standard crew for a plane like this would be a pilot and a co-pilot. There generally aren't any other people that would be on this kind of plane. So we understand that they're just the two people on board. And conflicting reports as to their status at the moment.
So sort of definitely not known. It's not known if they survived or if they were hurt or if there's any deaths.
That's correct. We're hearing conflicting reports on the flight crew's status.
Now, is there any sense at this stage of the game why this crash occurred?
Well, no, not really. There's a light drizzle that is currently falling. It's actually been raining here off and on for many hours. There was fog at the time of the accident. Of course, it's too soon to tell at this point if weather played any role in this accident, but it's certainly something that investigators will be looking at. The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, is launching a go team of investigators from Washington. They're expected here later this afternoon to try to figure out what happened with this accident and to try to understand why it happened.
And Russell, we do hear about passenger plane crashes when they occur. They're, of course, much more rare these days, passenger plane crashes. I'm wondering how cargo planes compare. Are they more common?
It's hard to say. There have been UPS and FedEx both have had a handful of crashes over the past years. It happens occasionally. Generally, these aircraft are operated late at night because that's when the cargo is moved around. So generally, these pilots are operating in periods of darkness. Not that that's any difficulty, of course, but it is it's not the same as flying in the daytime, of course. But this is sort of a normal thing. UPS and FedEx planes are flying all night, every night, from around the globe. This plane was on its way from Louisville, Kentucky, which is where UPS's aviation fleet is based. And this is a standard thing. You know, these planes move around all the time at night, and, these crashes happen occasionally. And, at this point, we'll just have to figure out why this plane went down and what the next steps are.
Russell, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Russell Lewis joining us from the airport in Birmingham, Alabama, where a cargo plane crashed this morning.